Jai Jai Shri Radhe Krishna. This is Sunday Satsang, November 21st, 2022. And we're continuing our second class on tasting Ras Manji Bhav Sadhana. We had introduction last week, and this week we're going to describe some of the fundamental principles, the components of Ras. It's called Rasa Samagri. And these are the five components that make up the Ras, to be able to taste Bhakti Ras. Because the whole idea is in Manji Bhav Sadhana, we're shifting our identity from this material body to our spiritual body. And when we shift our identity to spiritual body, we do that by identifying with the eternal associates from Vrindavan, especially Tulsi Manjri, Rupa Manjri. Tulsi Manjri is Raghunath Das, or Raghunath Das Goswami, or sometimes known as Rati Manjri. So what happens is that there's a power of the Nitya Parishads of Krishna, the eternal associates of Krishna. They have the power to transfer and transmit their feelings and emotions to the reader and the meditator. So we're meditating on, say, Vyakus Manjri, we're meditating on the verses, and we're meditating on the sevas that Tulsi Manjri is doing, Radharani, painting her feet, etc. And we're meditating on that, and we're meditating on the feelings of how Tulsi Manjri is serving Radharani, and the commentaries describe the feelings that are being exchanged. We try to identify with that. Basically, Manjri Bhava means, it's called Bhava Taratmika. You have to become one with the Bhava, Goi Bhava, or the eternal associate of Vrindavan, and specifically we're following Tulsi Manjri, who's Raghunath Das Goswami. So in this understanding of Ras, we have to understand who the players are. There's a player, there's action, there's exchanges, there's emotional responses. Some emotional responses are voluntary and some are involuntary. So we'll read about that. The first thing that's established is called Stai Bhav or Stai Rati. Relishing Ras is because we're in Manjri Bhava Upasana, we're cultivating Madhura Rati. Madhura Rati means the amorous loving mood towards Krishna or Radharani by gopis and mantras. So that's what we're cultivating, that's called the Stai Rati. Stai Rati means the permanent, or it says dominant or durable effect on a human personality. In other words, in a husband and wife relationship, it's conjugal love because they're married. It's conjugal love. If they're not married, it's called amorous love. So the love between Radha and Krishna is called amorous love. Conjugal means married. They're not married. So it's amorous love. So this is a Stai Rati. So this is a Stai Rati of the Manjris. It's also Madhura Rati. Madhura Rati means amorous love towards Radha and Krishna. So one of the five bhavas that make up the taste of Ras is called Stai Bhava or Stai Rati. Means a permanent unchanging mood. So an example of the husband and wife, they have a loving relationship, it's called conjugal love. Now, in this, there's Stai Bhava between husband and wife, their permanent loving mood, this is my wife, this is my husband, it's conjugal love. But that wife might also be a mother. So towards her children, she has Vatsalya Bhava. So the Stai Bhava is a predominating mood. So for Manjris, her predominating mood is Madhura Rati, means amorous love towards Radha Krishna. But we exhibit that by being dasis. So we're sharing Radharani's mood, because the Manjris, they have a type of bhava called tat-tat bhava-vichatmika. Our desire is to experience the bhava, experience Radharani's love and emotions, not to enjoy Krishna like Radharani does. So this Saibhav is defined here is an emotional state which is so engrossing and so absorbing that it affects a person feeling so greatly that for the time being a person forgets everything else. So this is what happens. We're supposed to merge our identity with a mandri and in this amorous love, and I wrote described this here. Human beings feel and express and experience a wide range of psychological states or emotions called bhavas. The sthayi bhava, the sthayi rati means the dominant emotions that exist in the heart and mind of everyone in the form of unconscious latent impressions, they're called vasanas, which are derived either from actual experience in the present life or last life. For example, because in our subconscious, in our chitta, in our conscious subconscious, we had so many relationships with man and woman in previous life. So in this life, when we hit 14 or 15 or 12 or whatever, we come into puberty, all of a sudden we have interest in men or women. We have an interest and attraction to the opposite gender because of samskaras, because of vasana. Samskara is a tendency, and vasana is a desire arising from that tendency. So these latent impressions, unconscious latent impressions, they will manifest in a particular condition. And the condition is known as anubhav. So first is sthayirati, permanent emotion. Now, I have, like a husband and wife, they have conjugal love. But when does it manifest? It manifests in the presence of the wife, not when he's in his room by himself. And it manifests in different situations. That's called the anubhav. That which, anu means following, and bhav means the emotion or feeling that follows the sthayibhava. So the sthayibhava is conjugal love. So when a husband's with the wife and it's a full moon night and they're walking on the beach and it's nice spring day. So that anubhava is the elements that stimulate the sthayibhava. Love is stimulated by elements. So one element is the physical element. It's called vibhava alambana. And the other one is the environmental elements. It's called vibhav udipan. Udipan means exciting or stimulant. The full moon, the beach, the ocean, the spring breeze, the fragrant flowers, buzzing of the bees. There's different stimulants, environmental stimulants. It's called the setting. In other words, the acharyas, when they're describing Ramakrishna's pastimes, or any pastimes, There's a setting, there's a place. And the setting's important. The setting contributes to the production of the ras and the bhavas. So emotions are manifested when three components come together. One is the environmental conditions, the external responses, and the supportive emotions. So the second category, there's five components of ras. One is called sthayi bhava. One is called vibhav, one is called anubhav, one is called sancharibhav. Sthayibhav, vibhav, and anubhav includes sthayibhav and sancharibhav, sattvikbhavs. So I'll read here to get some understanding. Vibhav is that emotion which makes the dominant emotion become capable of being perceived. In other words, vibhava means the hero and the heroine. So the hero has love for his wife, but unless the wife is present in some form or other, usually physical form, he doesn't get excited to be with his wife. So he perceives that he has love for his wife in the presence of his wife, not without her. There's a twofold division of vibhav. Alamban, which means substantial, is the characters in the lila, Radha and Krishna. And the enhancer, the stimulant, is called udipan. The setting, the garden, the moon, the kunjas, the Yamuna River, buzzing bees, etc. cooing cuckoos. Hey, right down, Krishna. This is our son. Come up here, call on a Brenda. What's this? Come on. Come up in a Brenda, come on. Your sister's coming up here. Please come. Miss Faith. You can come see everyone, right here, right in front of me. Okay. That's better. So we're talking about these five elements that make up Ras. This is Vibhav. And we said it has two divisions. It has Anubhav, which means Rod and Krishna, means the heroes in the play. And it has the, it's called Vibhav Alamban, and Vibhav Uriban means the environmental stimulants. The season, the spring season, the buzzing bees, the cooling breeze, etc. So, and now the Anubhavs, so you have Vibhav, which is the, Vibhav means essential Bhav, these are essential. You have a permanent emotion in your heart called Stairati, which means conjugal love in this case. It means amorous love of Radha and Krishna. But what makes it move? What stimulates that? What makes that feeling become visible, become experienced? That's the Vibhav. Vibhav means the presence of Radha and Krishna together. Where? In some kunja, in some place. So now, what happens? Then what emotions feel? What happens then? You have a lover and a beloved, and you have a place. Then sharks are going to shark. So it's going to happen. Anubhav is the feelings that follow that. These are the actions of the play. Like, okay, there's action. You need an actor and actress, and then place of action, then action. So the Anubhavs are the actions of the play. They include words, gestures, blinking of the eyes, and a group of involuntary physical expressions like trembling. So Anubhav, although sattvic bhav is considered a separate category, generally when they talk about ras, what produces ras? Ras is a combination of five bhavas: sattvic bhav, vibhav, anubhav, and stai bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, and sanchari bhavas. Five. But generally, acharyas say there's this fourth one, sattvic bhav, is combined with anubhav. Because anubhav means voluntarily Radharani blinks her eyes at Krishna, or flutters her eyelashes, or looks at him with a certain smile. That's voluntary. But involuntary, she's trembling, she's perspiring, you know, her hair's standing, and she just happens automatically in the presence of Krishna. So that's called sattvic bhavas. Romanchita kampa, shuta, angrabhaja, trembling, etc. And vyabhachari, which means sanchari. Sanchari means sanchari, moving. Chara means moving. So it means moving in all directions. These are minor emotions which foster and support and give fresh impetus to the sthayabhava. So this is the summary of Bhara Muni's Rasa Shastra, which became the foundation for Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Ras is produced by a combination of Vibhav, Anubhav, and Sanchari of Vyabhachari Bhavas. This is a review. The Stai Bhavas are the dominant emotions. When we experience Ras, we experience Bhakti Ras, in meditation or identifying with the eternal associates of Krishna, like Tulsi Manjari, this will lift us out of the sorrowful conditions of everyday experiences. Sorrowful conditions of everyday experiences. And it's argued that in the experience of Ras, there must be some astonishment. It's called Abhuta. It's not, if it doesn't create astonishing feelings, it's not considered to be Ras. That's one of the definitions. So while one is meditating on Radha Krishna's Kalila, the Manjivav Sadhaka should step out of ordinary time and space, and most importantly, step out of one's identity. That's why we're given a new identity in the Lila. We're giving Siddhadeh in the Lila because we're supposed to step into that, step out of this body and into the Siddhadeh. Either Siddhadeh has been given by Guru, or you think of one or have some idea, you want to be a Manjri, a Radharani, and you project that idea and you enter that identity, and that's how you move in that identity. That's how you meditate and that's how you serve. You serve your Manjris through Seva Sadhguru Vena Siru Vena Chatri. Guru Goswami defines Raghunuga Bhakti, so we have to do Seva in our Sadhguru, we have to do Seva in our Siddhru. If you don't have a Siddhru, how do you Seva? So Guru gives you Siddhru, he gives you eternal Seva, or you identify your own Siddhaya, and Krishna will give you that also. It's in 3rd Canto, chapter 14, verse 15. It says, yad vidyo, whatever you meditate on, Krishna will reveal that form to you. There's a verse in the 3rd canto. When a sensitive devotee reads about Ram Krishna Asakala Lila, one must forget the present time and place and all other worldly considerations. One must forget, what does that mean in English? Turn off your cell phone. You must forget all your worldly considerations. Enter the identity, I'm Radharani's Dasya, I'm Radharani's Manjri. At least for the 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever time you spend meditating. Cell phone off. If you die, it's good, you die meditating. If you get an emergency, your heart fails, good, you're meditating Krishna, go to Krishna. No, I had to call 911, I had to call my phone, call help. Help, Kusha, help me. Nothing can help you. So that's where this extends. The sadhaka must become personally involved in the leelas of Krishna by being totally engrossed and by fully identifying with the situation described. We must train our external material ego and must transcend our external material ego by always identifying with our eternal spiritual Siddhadeh. So he describes something about drama here in this book. It's called Acting as a Way of Salvation by Professor Haberman. It's a summary of Raga Bhakti and by Leela Smaran. It's very good, actually. It's written about 22 years ago. When one is reading Leela, one should deeply enter into Vrindavan. And by doing that, we'll transcend our limited selves. Present time and space disappear while we're doing Leela Smaran. Present time and space. What does that mean? Now it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we may meditate on any Leela at any time of the day. Some acharyas say you should, whatever time you sit to meditate, you should meditate on those Leelas at that time. But some acharyas say, meditate any Leela you can remember. Any Leela you can remember, that's good. But another way to do it is, generally people have a certain time, sadhakas have a certain time they can meditate. It's in the morning usually. So during that time, every day they should go through the Asakala Leela. I mean, each day they should go through whatever they can. Say you have 2 hours of meditation time. So in 2 hours you maybe cover Nishant Leela, meditating on Nishant Leela. And then next day you meditate the same time but you go to the Pratak Leela. And next day you're meditating the same time. So you go sequentially through the Leelas at the same time you're meditating. But the situation is, when you're meditating, you're entering the spiritual world. So somewhere in the spiritual world, the very Leela, somewhere in the creation, the very Leela that you're meditating on is going on in Prakat Leela and Prakat Bhoma Vrindavan, in some universe. Because every Leela is eternal. So I'm meditating, say I meditate right now, but I meditate on Rachi Leela from 10:48 in the evening till 3:36. in my meditation, in my sitting there, I enter, I go there. It's like mystic travel. I enter that universe, and I believe it's going on right now. It's present, eternal present. Because everything there is, everything is eternal, eternally going on. As soon as you meditate, you drop into it. It's like a parachute, you know? Guy drives, takes a parachute, drops in the middle of the battlefield, boom, okay, starts shooting. So you just drop into the Lila. I mean, the whole Lila is going on. Oh, well, when you came, I just came. Okay, do save it. As soon as you turn on your meditation and lock into your identity as a Manjari, then you're in the Lila, then it's eternal time. There's no past, present, future in that realm. So that's what it says, we have to deeply enter that world. Present, time, and space disappear while we're doing Lila Smaran. Because one is totally immersed in the experience which is marked by bliss. One then experiences a new dimension of reality. And anyone who's practiced, I have some disciples at Siddhapranali, and they've been doing this for a few, 5-6 months, and they are also having the experience when they meditate, they leave this world, they enter the spiritual world. So it's available to anyone. So he asks the question, who can experience Ras? Where is Ras located? The emotions that Tulsi Manjari is experienced are also produced in the sadhaka because of the strength of identification with the original character. So we are supposed to identify with Tulsi Manjari. That's what it means, tad bhavichatmika. I want the bhav of Tulsi Manjari. It means I want to be Tulsi Manjari. You're not Tulsi Manjari, you have your separate identity and separate siddhadeya. But you have to become an imitation of Tulsi Manjari. That's why we're reading his books. We want to become one with Tulsi Manjari. One and different. This is our philosophy, Shinji Beta Beta Tav. One and Bob, different in transcendental form. Different srupa, different seva. Maybe even same seva. But this is so important. This is how it works. It works even in material drama. Material drama, Rupa Goswami cites the example of Ramayana. There's a story, someone was watching a Ramayana performance, and the man in the audience was totally identifying with Dasarath. The man was a father, he had a son. Yeah, he was a family man, he had a son. He was totally identifying with Dasarath in the play. It's a play, 500 years ago. And then Dasarath, when he got the news that Kaikeyi banished, he had to banish Ram to the forest, and that was told to Dasarath, the father of Ram, he died. He left his body. He fainted on the stage and he enacted that he died. There was no, Dasarath's dead. And the guy in the audience, that spectator in the audience, was watching the play, he died. He left his body. So this is an example cited by Rupa Goswami to show the power of identification with another's bhav. It became so real, the guy died, physically died. Good way to die. Identifying as Dasarath. So this is solid proof that all the acharyas say, you say, how is it possible? Do it and you'll find out. Hopefully you don't die, but stay around, you're young, you should live long, you know. Help others. So the emotion is also produced in the sadhaka because of the strength of identification with the original actor. Original player, original parishad, eternal associate. It's all drama. Drama means lila. Lila means drama. Drama means play. What does lila mean? Lila means play. So it's a play, but it's an eternal play. And we have a role to play there in our siddhadeya. It's a transfer. We identify. Adantas Babaji uses the term equalization. We have to equalize our feelings with Tulsi Manjari or Rupa Manjari. I'm emphasizing Tulsi Manjari because I'm in the line of Tulsi Manjari. Identification is depicted on the stage of Tanmayi Bhavana. The sadhaka is so absorbed in what they're seeing, they're carried away by a mysterious delight. That's called chamatkar aspect, astonishing delight, mysterious, astonishing delight. And one identifies so completely with the eternal associate that he sees the whole world as Tulsi Manjari sees it. This is, we're supposed to see Radharani as Tulsi Manjari is seeing. We're supposed to feel what Tulsi Manjari feels towards Radharani. We're supposed to experience the exchanges Tulsi Manjari has with Radharani. This is sadhana bhakti, Raghunuga sadhana. This is Manjari Bhava. Because we're so preoccupied with our own identity, our own ego, it's very hard to become another person. And to merge, equalize your identity means merge your identity in another person. I had one disciple once, years ago. And I said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to be like you. I said, that's not a good idea. That's a bad idea. They only made one of these. They threw out the mold. They made one and threw out the mold. He said, I want to be like you. I said, why? And they wanted to explain what that meant to them. But that's, you know, whatever, that's your feeling. But this is what it means to follow the Manjaris. Rupa Goswami, he explains, Bhakti Rasmi just said, there's only one and absolute Ras. You know, because there's ultimately there's five rasas, but they're all expressions, ultimately expressions of Sringarati, Madhuri Ras. The Gaudiya Vaishnava view of the ultimate reality, now he explains something about Krishna's position. The ultimate ras means bhakti ras, love of Krishna. Jivara Sarvapaya Krishna Anasidas. But it expresses itself in different ways. But the fullest expression of bhakti ras is Madhurya Bhakti of Radharani for Krishna. That's everywhere told in Gaudiya Siddhanta. So the ultimate reality is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And he has three aspects essential to his character. Sandini Shakti is the power of existence which upholds the universe. Samvit Shakti is the power of consciousness which makes knowledge possible. And Ladini Shakti, the power of infinite bliss by which Krishna experiences bliss and causes bliss to appear in others. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas hold that Krishna's third shakti, or third energy, Ladini Shakti, is the highest and most important aspect of Krishna. Rupa Goswami explains the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu emotion, which is called Rati, is a play of the great power of Mahashakti, which is Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti is a Mahashakti. Ladini Shakti displays the inconceivable essential nature of Bhagavan. Love itself is identified as an aspect of the essential nature of God. And everywhere people claim, love, God is love. That's a nice sentence. Love itself is identified as an aspect of the essential nature of God. So God is essentially love. So we're supposed to be bhaktas. Bhaktas means we're lovers. We're supposed to be made out of love, distributing love, absorbing love, bouncing off love. Love takes the form of compassion and preaching in many different ways. But the essential thing is to experience love for Krishna and all his creation, everyone in it, and distribute. I once asked someone, what's your definition of preaching? You can ask yourself, you're a big preacher. What's your definition of preaching? And they told me different answers. They said, what's your definition of preaching? They asked me also. I said, what does preaching mean? Preaching means distributing the love you have for Radha Krishna in your heart. What is prachar? What does prachar mean? Prachar means distributing the love you have for Radha Krishna in your heart. If you have it. So how do you distribute it? Maybe by book distribution, maybe by giving a class, maybe by running a preaching center or a temple, maybe just by your dealings. How you speak, how you write, how you walk, how you talk, how you interact with people. It all should be expressions of pure love. Selfless love. Like the gopis. Especially a Gaudiya Vaishnava is following Gopi Bhava and Raghunuga Bhakti. He should be in a boat of love. If any selfishness is there, the person is not a gopi. The cancel or list from the gopi list, you know. If any selfishness comes in, me first, you second, so. Rupa Goswami took his task was to devise a practice which would generate bhakti ras, love for Krishna, generate Krishna rati in the hearts of the bhaktas, and raise it to the supreme condition of ras. In so doing, Rupa presented religion as drama. Because, you know, he wrote about Astakaya Lila. Astakaya Lila means eightfold pastimes of play. Rupa Goswami established love, rati, love for Krishna, Krishna rati, as the dominant emotion or sthayi bhava of his bhakti aesthetics. Under the right conditions, Rupa Goswami says, this love for Krishna rati can be experienced. One can experience the highest bliss. Bhakti rasa is called Krishna prema. So this is the idea. The basic rati, the basic love is love for Krishna, love of God. And then express that's called rati and sthayi rati. But then in the sthayi rati, this sthayi rati has five expressions of love for Krishna. One as an amorous lover, as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, as a servant. These are the basic rasas. And shantarasas also. The amorous sentiment, Sringar or Madhurya, is the basis of all bhakti rasas, which are founded upon some form of sthayi bhava, which means Krishna rati or love for Krishna. Since all bhakti rasas, Madhurya ras, Vatsali ras, Sekhar ras, Dasi ras, since all bhakti rasas develop, arise out from the same sthayi bhava, Krishna rati, then ultimately all bhakti rasas are truly one. Very nice thing. That's why the acharyas say that everyone in Vrindavan, whether they're Krishna, whether Balaram or Sridhar Subal, Raktak Patrak, Lalita Vishaka, Radharani, Mother Yashoda, Nanabhava Rohini, anyone in any rasas, they're all contributing and working together to bring Radha and Krishna together. They're all actually working for the Madhurya Lila, cooperating together and working in such a way and interacting in such a way to unite Radha and Krishna. So therefore, everyone externally, they may be Vatsali Rasa, I'm the mother of Krishna, I'm the father of Krishna, but their actions and their contribution in Brajalila is Sringar Rati, Madhurya Rati. Everyone's working toward, because that's the topmost Rati, topmost loving mood towards Krishna. The primary bhakti rasas are directly based upon the sthayi bhava or love for Krishna. And we explain that. Tranquility, shantaras, servitude, priti ras or dasya, friendship, preya or sakya, parental affection outside, and amorousness, madhura. The seven secondary rasas are called guna rasas, and they support the primary rasas. In Rupa Goswami's explanation of bhakti, Krishna becomes the bhakti's dramatic partner. He is the hero of the ultimate play. The individual bhaktas relate to Krishna personally by dramatically taking part in the play. That's a nice way. All of Braj amounts to become a stage in which one is to act out one's part. Thus, religion becomes drama and acting becomes a way of salvation. That's the title of the book. A great sentence. Religion becomes dharma and acting becomes a way of salvation. Acting means acting, playing your role in the Astakalila around Krishna as a manjari. Nine of what we're talking about. So we're playing. We're meditating on Lila. We're meditating on the place of Radha Krishna and our Savior there. We're identifying with the Bhavas and our eternal associate, Tulsi Manjari. And by their mercy and by their kriva, they'll bless us with that Bhava. That's why we worship them. We worship them in Sadhguru and worship them in Siddhguru. We meditate all the gurus in our line in Sadhguru. We meditate all the gurus in our line in Siddhguru. Because we want their mercy. We want their mercy as sadhakas, we want their mercy in our meditative, siddha day of meditation. The various forms of Krishna and his intimate companions, parikars, are presented as the alamban vibhav of bhakti ras. It means a substantial base. The characters in the lila. Krishna is the object vishaya of the love. He's called the Vibhava Lamban Vishaya, and it means the object of love, and the shelter, reservoir of love is Radharani. She's Vibhava Lamban Premashraya. So the manjaris are Premashraya for Krishna. And sometimes Krishna is the object of the supreme vishai for the manjaris, and sometimes Radharani is the supreme vishai, the object of the love. And then udipans are enhancing causes to bring about the stairati, the madhurati, rati, love for Radha and Krishna. Settings, etc., we discussed that. Once the stai bhav is established in the heart of bhakta, then when we introduce these vibhavas and other components of ras, it becomes intensified and one can experience bhakti ras. It's a quote from Bhakti Ras Rajasindhu. Anubhavas are the physical expressions of an inner emotion. In other words, when Krishna's heart gets excited in the presence of Radharani, who is his Premashraya, then he starts moving his eyes a certain way, and starts certain kind of glances. It changes, he shows change transformations, because when your heart transforms, then your body transforms. You know, when your heart's excited, your eyes are dancing, and your face glows, and many different things happen. So that all happens with Krishna, Radharani, and Lila. Those are called the anubhavas. And as they get out of control, it becomes stai bhav. I mean, sattvic bhav, trembling, perspiring. You get thin, your underwear starts to slip off. Well, this is not good. What's happening? It's involuntary. You can't control the sattvic bhavas. You can't say, stop sweating. Stop trembling. Your lips will tremble when you're excited in different ways. You can't control it. So when Krishna and Radharani see these symptoms in each other's forms, then they start exhibiting sanctuary bhavas. Krishna starts becoming, shows anxiety. He shows utkanti to bhavas, eagerness, which is a sanctuary, temporary emotion, which rises his heart. He gets excited, eager to embrace Radharani. So, according to Rupa Goswami, The only real Leela or drama that can produce true Ras is Krishna's Asaka Leela. Once Tairati is established in the heart of the Saraka, when it mixes with other bhavas, it acts to intensify its Tairati and causes it to be experienced as Bhakti Ras. So Tairati is established in the heart of a bhakta by diksha. Because the Tairati of the guru is transferred to a disciple through the diksha mantras and through his blessings. So now, when one takes this diksha in Gaudiya Sampradaya, Jiva Goswami describes diksha as Bhagavat Srupa Jnana and Vishesh Jnana. Specialized knowledge about Krishna and specialized knowledge about the disciple. The specialized knowledge is the Tairati, which comes in the mantras. And by the will, the intention and the will of the guru, he transfers his attachment to Radha Krishna to the disciple. And the disciple experiences it by meditating. Rupa Goswami explains that Ras will be experienced when we become deeply and actively involved in Leela. A devotee will experience Bhakti Ras to the extent that he or she is deeply engaged in meditating on Krishna's Leela and Braj. By deep meditations, one only seeks to visualize and make the whole Vrindavan Leela of Krishna live before one. Not only that, but one enters into it by meditation, playing the part of a beloved Krishna. And this way one can experience Bhakti Ras, which are so vividly described in the literature. Rupa Goswami always stresses active participation. Bhakti is an active religious tradition. The emphasis in bhakti is on direct personal experience. Rupa Goswami explains that Ras demands direct realization within the individual. The devotee enters into the Leela world to experience that Leela as his or her own. One lives the experience and emotions of the character one's aspiring to follow. So we have to live and experience the emotions of Tulsi Manjari. The main contribution of Rupa Goswami's description of Ras is the emphasis is not on the audience experience Ras of the drama or play, but it's the actor himself. The actor himself, the actor means the sadhaka who is meditating a little, he or she will directly experience the Ras. In other words, we're not a spectator at the game, we're playing on the field. One will lose ordinary sense of time and space and identity to dive deeply and participate in the time, space, and identity of Tulsi Manjari. Ideally, a Gaudiya Sadhaka doing Leela Smaran loses one's awareness of all these things. Identity, space, place. This review I wrote on the bottom. Ras is generated, we experience Ras to a degree of how deeply we're involved in meditating on Leela. If we're meditating on Leela a half hour a day, it may take a while. Vaishnavas speak of tasting sugar, not becoming sugar. What is the aim of bhakti? The aim of bhakti is transformation of identity. I'm not Russian. I'm not American. I'm not Swiss. I'm Dasya Rarani. Transformation identity. That's a good question to ask someone when you go back to your temples. What is the aim of bhakti? Go back to Godhead. Okay, that's good. That's also true. Love of God, that's true. Anything else? No. You're missing the point, because if you do this third thing, you get the others to automatically. If you change your identity, you get love, you go to Krishna. You go to Krishna Loka. You're always thinking about going back to God and getting love, it may take a while. You have to change your identity before you get love and before you can go back to God. But if you go back to God, what are you going to do there? The first thing they'll say, who are you? I don't know. What are you doing here? I don't know. What are you going to do here? I don't know. Get out of here. Everybody, look around you. See Ruva, see Lita, see Vishaka, tells you, everyone's doing something. Everyone has a seva. Everyone has a sruva. Everyone has a name. You don't have any name, you don't have any seva. Get out of here. What are you going to do over here? I'm going to sell books. There's no books over here. We are the books. We're living the books. Like someone asked me, he said, if I just sell books my whole life, what will happen to me? I said, you'll get Cindy in book selling. Whatever you do in your son, and that becomes your Cindy. So I just want to sell books. That's very good, sell books. When you die, what will happen next night? You come back and be an expert book distributor. Which is also good. Some people like that. But I'm not interested in that. I'm reading the book so I can go to Krishna's Leela and serve there. That's the idea I got from Prabhupada. We should want to love Krishna and serve Krishna and be forever with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. This is what I understand from Prabhupada's teaching. Rupa Goswami states that one is ultimately a player, a character in Braj Leela, but never Krishna himself. The experience of love requires an object and a subject. Gaudiya Vaishnavas seek an eternal emotional relationship with Krishna. The sthayi bhav, Krishna Rati, is extremely rare, special, and a particular kind of emotion. It does not exist naturally in the hearts of jivas. Sthayi bhav, or love for Krishna, is born in two ways, either by practice of sadhana or by the grace of Krishna and his devotees. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.3.6. Anyways, okay, some clouds floating in the water. Material love is dependent on impermanent objects. It ultimately ends in pain. But spiritual love is inexhaustible, brings pure and unending pleasure. Sthayi bhav of love for Krishna is unique and superior to any other type of love. And sthayi bhav, love for Krishna, does not diminish when one leaves this world. It becomes a permanent feature of one's life. It's a nice sentence. If we're in the sthayi rati and madhura rati and manjri bhav, that's a permanent feature of our existence, permanent feature of our life. We'll never lose that. Rupa Goswami says, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.1 and 2.5.7.3 and 1.3.2. He explains that once the special sthayi bhav, love for Krishna, is planted in the heart of bhakta, it goes to the position of bhakti ras, by introduction of Ibaba's, Anubaba's Vyavachari. Thus, once Dai Bhava is present, all else follows. That's the important thing. Once Dai Bhava is present in the heart, everything else follows. Because the goal is Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. But how you get the Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti? You can get the Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti and by doing Vaidhi Sadhana without even Stai Rati. Example is Narada Muni in First Canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 6, verse 28 through 29. He didn't have any Stai Rati. He was just serving Vishnu and chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But he attained prema. He had darshan Vishnu. He went to Vishnu Loka. But we don't want to go to Vishnu Loka. We want Stai Rati. Stai Rati is essential to get Braja Bhav and Braja Prem. So you get that by mercy of Krishna. You can come in a dream or come somehow you get it from last life, you have some scar for that, or you get this life from Guru. Basically, most people receive Stai Rati from Guru. You get money from one who has money. If someone has money, they can give you money. Or honey. Or both. Special Stai Bhav is fun. Once the Stai Bhav is present in the heart, everything else will follow. The key to Rupa Goswami's entire religious system depends on a generation of the Stai Bhav, the special love for Krishna. And how do you attain the fulfillment of the Stai Bhav? The greatest task of Rupa Goswami was to devise a sadhana which would enables bhaktas to enter and participate in the eternal leelas of Krishna, thereby generating the essential Stai Bhav of love for Krishna. So Rupa Goswami came up with a way to taste this bhakti ras, and it's called Raghunuga Bhakti Sadhana. So this sadhana, this Raghunuga Bhakti, is the method, the means, and the way or practices by which one realizes Krishna himself or herself, and the eternal realm of Rajada. I'll continue more next week. I just highlighted different parts of the book, which are all related.